Welcome to danielswindow.org, prayer week number 22. This is 1 Timothy 2:1-4. So we're watching and praying how to pray and how to watch. So let's read about this. First of all, then, I urge the entreaties and prayers, petitions, and thanksgiving be made on behalf of all men, for kings and for all who are in authority, so they may lead a tranquil and quiet life in all godliness and dignity. This is good and acceptable in the spirit of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So there's that scripture you hear all the time. You don't always hear the first part, but you always hear desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So let's break this down. It says, first of all, then, I urge you, all entreaties and prayers and petitions and thanks can be made on behalf of all men. Now, sometimes it's hard to be thankful for all men. And so you need to find that one thing that you are thankful for. And sometimes I'm thankful for an iron sharpens iron. That's the only thing I'm going to be thankful about that person, is that person has helped me be a better person. So, but on behalf of all men, so all men and kings. So he's talking about all those who are in authority as well. And sometimes, the Christians who are lean more towards, the Democrats, they won't pray for the Republican president. And when there's a Democrat president, the Republicans won't pray. Christians, Republicans won't pray for him. But we need to be praying for all those who are in authority, and not just the president, but also, the governor and the mayor and the Senate and the representatives, both federal and state. We need to pray for the police officer. In fact, wherever you go, there's somebody in authority, and it's probably not you. We have the castle doctrine. So you are the authority in your own household, and God makes you the authority in your own household, unless you're the child. But, then you're probably not going to have any authority until you grow up. But wherever you go, you can find out who the authority is and pray for them. So we may live a tranquil and quiet life. Now, I don't think this means that because we're doing everything right that God's going to always change the heart of those in authority and now they're going to be at peace with us. I think we can be tranquil and have a quiet life even if there is no peace towards Christians. And many people are doing that in North Korea and India and Africa and different places. They're having a tranquil and quiet life because they keep praying. And one reason that God wants us to pray for his authority is because it keeps us humble. If all we're seeing is the daily news and Goliath speaking in the morning and the evening, we're going to want to call down fire on on those who are in authority rather than pray for them. And so praying for people will cause us to see them as human and not see them, as demons. And they probably are, if they're oppressing people, then there's definitely demonic activity involved. But we ought not to call them a demon themselves, because we need to leave that kind of judgment for the last day and day of judgment for God. Although we can, think it, but when they're praying, this is what humbles us. This is how we see, different people in authority, even though that they're lethal and even though that they're wicked people, we can still see them as human and still see them as fallen and still see them as redeemable if they would just simply repent. So we can live a tranquil and quiet life. I don't worry about what laws we're going to break, and of course it's going to get more and more difficult. And so, because if I'm going to honor God, I'm going to honor God's laws, then I'm not going to worry about unjust laws that man makes. So I'm going to live tranquil and quiet life and not worry what man can do to me. Since, Jesus says, don't fear the man, who can kill you in body, but fear God who can take your body and soul into hell. And so that's how we can both be tranquil and live a quiet life in all godliness, which means I don't lose my religion when somebody says something stupid, when they pass a stupid law, and dignity. I don't know too many people who look dignified when they're foaming at the mouth and angry and handing out slurs and cursing. But those who stand their ground in truth, with grace, in love, because this is good, acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. There is, two swords, I like to say. There's a sword of the spirit, which we already use, and there's a sword of the flesh. And I think scripture gives us a place to use a sword of flesh. Flesh, Jesus did tell Peter, says, put that sword back in its place. I think that's have its place. But then he goes, the man who lives by the sword is going to die by the sword. So as soon as we pick up a natural sword, whatever it may be, we're going to be in a war, and it's going to continue through generations. There is no end to the spirit of the flesh. It continues. And so we need to be relying on the word of the spirit, the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. And stand undone all stand. Thank you.